Hi, this is Rick Hansen for the Resilience Summit, and I'd like to offer here a brief guided meditation or guided experiential practice related to the first day or the first unit of this Resilience Summit, strengthening your body against stress. To begin, why experiential practice in the first place? Well, it's because that our experiences are the first step of or the beginning of the process of learning and healing and growing ourselves. And as a recurring theme in this Resilience Summit, each experience that's useful, a useful thought, emotion, sensation, point of view, and so on, is an opportunity to take in the good into yourself and using the power of what's called positive neuroplasticity, gradually help that experience leave lasting residues behind as durable changes, beneficial changes in your own neural structure and function. So in this guided meditation, which will be about 5 minutes long, we'll have a kind of two for one here in which I'll teach you the basic steps of how to actually turn passing experiences into lasting beneficial traits that are the foundation of resilience. And we'll apply those general methods at a fundamental inner resource, inner strength to develop, having to do with strengthening your body against stress, which is to say the capacity that Dr. Apple talked about in her interview to recover from a burst of stress and kind of settle back down again and come home to what I call the green zone. So to begin, a bit of explanation for how your brain changes. It does so in two steps, two stages of learning. And I'm using the word learning very broadly to include any kind of healing, growth, development, and acquisition of internal resources. So the brain changes for the better in two stages. It's summarized in the saying from the Canadian psychologist Donald Hebb, neurons that fire together, wire together. So practically speaking, the longer they fire together, the more intensely they fire together in a more global and pervasive sense throughout your whole body or related to your whole body, they fire together, well, they're going to wire together even more. So I summarize this process, and you can learn more about this in the supplementary materials for this particular day in the Resilience Summit. I summarize this process with the acronym HEAL, H-E-A-L, which refers to both the first stage of learning as have a beneficial experience of one kind or another, usually because you simply notice you're already having it. Sometimes you might deliberately call one up, as I'll invite you to do in a moment here, with a sense of calming in your body. And then in the second stage of installation, where we start to turn that experience into some kind of lasting change of neural structure and function, in that second stage of learning, I summarize that in two aspects. Enrich the experience, that's E for enrich, by staying with it, feeling it in your body, recognizing what's personally important about it, and then A for absorb in the HEAL acronym, absorb the experience into yourself by sensitizing and priming the memory-making machinery of your own nervous system. And I'm here too, using the word memory broadly to include all forms of learning, including embodied learning, not so much recollections of particular episodes of experience, but rather the residues left behind in the felt sense of your own body. Okay, and then finishing off the HEAL acronym, L stands for link. It means to link positive and negative material, both held in awareness at the same time. For example, feeling off to the side, a sense of being frazzled and rattled and worried about something, say, while in the foreground of awareness, having a sense of calm, stability, and capacity, let's say, in your own body, in your own being. So when you're aware of both of those at once, the positive will tend to associate with the negative. And if the positive is more in the foreground of awareness, more prominent, more intense in your experience, it will naturally tend to soothe, ease, bring context to, and even eventually replace that negative material. This is the fundamental how of self-help, the fundamental how of any kind of durable development, healing, growth, or learning. All right, so now let's apply it. So I'm going to invite you now into an experiential practice. You can leave your eyes open or closed, however you like, as with anything I suggest, do what makes sense for you and ignore the rest. Also, be kind to yourself and take your time with this if you like. And if you're watching this as a recording or listening to it as a recording, you can, of course, pause and take more time with it whenever you like. So to begin with, in the have step, the initial activation of a beneficial experience, I suggest here that you help yourself breathe a little more slowly and focus on the exhalation. That will naturally engage the parasympathetic wing of your nervous system, which is a part of the autonomic nervous system that will help you calm, center, and relax, and also naturally slow your heart rate. So I'll be quiet here for two or three breaths as you help the exhalation be longer than usual. For example, counting an inhalation, 1, 2, 3, and then an exhalation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then repeating, but finding a natural rhythm that works for you. So I'll be quiet here for a couple of breaths as you focus on the sense of exhalation. You are probably starting to experience a greater sense of relaxation, perfectly natural. And now I'd like to add to it a second experience, a sense of strength in your own body. Not that you are some superhero or that you have some kind of magic power, but more just a sense of, yes, what it feels like to stand up for somebody else, or what it feels like in your body to run that last 100 yards in a race, or to lift that weight, or to hold that yoga pose, or to be determined for the sake of something. What's that feel like in your body to be strong? A form of strength very often is endurance. What's it feel like in your body that you can endure, you can keep on going even when it's hard? So I'll be quiet here again for some moments as you call up that sense of strength and fortitude and grit in your own body, even as you help yourself continue to feel relaxed and calm. Calm strength, a fundamental state of mind, a fundamental state of being that is very effective in protecting your body against stress. So I'll be quiet here as you focus on the sense of calm strength in your body. You might find yourself sitting up a little straighter. Stay with the experience as we enrich it, which will help to internalize this way of being into you. So then you have it with you more and more wherever you go. So stay with this experience of calm strength. Come back to it if your mind wanders. And you can absorb the sense of calm strength into yourself. Get a sense of sort of shifting inside to receive this way of being into yourself, letting it be increasingly stable inside you. One way to help the absorption of an experience is to be aware of what's rewarding about it, what's enjoyable or meaningful to you about calm strength. And then if you like, for another minute or so, you can explore the sense of linking. In the foreground of awareness, have a sense of strength and capability, and maybe, only if you want to, off to the side, perhaps something that worries you or that makes you feel frazzled. So you're aware of two things at once, a sense of calm strength, big, powerful, in the forefront of awareness, and off to the side, something that, some sense of anxiety or uneasiness about something. And if you like, you can get a sense of the calm strength contacting the anxiety off to the side, easing it and gradually replacing it with a broadening sense in the stage of awareness of simply calm strength. Or don't do linking, forget about that quote unquote negative material and just marinate in the sense of calm strength, whatever you like now, for the last half minute or so. Simply staying with the experience. That's all you need to do. Okay, starting to finish up, taking a few more breaths to finish up. Sense of calm strength sifting down into you, settling into you, becoming you. Okay, good. You can take the sense of calm strength with you wherever you go. And as you develop this trait, more and more it will naturally come into the forefront of your experience when you're dealing with challenges. You can also know that repeatedly throughout your day, anytime you're experiencing something that seems useful to you, beneficial, usually enjoyable, such as the sense of calming and strength, you can just sort of stay with that experience for a breath or two or longer to help it get hardwired increasingly into your own nervous system.